What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hi.
So today we're going to talk about builder's risk insurance, which we do a fair amount of.
Yes, we do.
Maybe not as much as we used to do last year. I think we're having a little bit of slowdown potentially, but I don't know if that's true or not. Do you think it's still in demand to build a house?
Yes. I think, too, we're having more people build houses because there's not a lot of inventory for houses to be sold here.
So basically, we've not slowed down, I guess. It's still probably going
up. But the cost of it is.
I'm thinking about just maybe the new home sales are stifled nationally, but here locally, what I hear from real estate agents and you read online or in the newspaper is that the inventory seems to be an issue. You know, there's more buyers than there are sellers, but that seems to have changed some because of the the economy with the rates, interest rates going up. I have a friend that's in the, I guess they're in the title insurance business, and he's told me that they are really slow now. I've been hearing that also from banks. That, you know, the mortgages are kind of slow, but the I guess, you know, it just depends on individual buyer, individual person that's wanting to build a house. People have bought land. There's a lot of land here. There's a lot of land here for sale. So if you have a lot to build on, then you've got to start thinking about, you know, choosing the builder. If you can get one that's, you know, able to come out, there may be a delay on that right now, Kathy, you know?
Yeah.
So what we do as an insurance agency, I just wrote a builder's risk policy for a commercial account of mine, and they had received a grant, and they're building a $1 million structure. It's going to be very nice. So we looked at the different types of options for builder's risk, and we were able to secure them three different quotes, different proposals from different companies. And the one we went with was one that we felt the most comfortable with because typically when you write a builder's risk policy, it's what's called a fully earned premium. And that means that, let's say that you have a $1,000 premium and you finish the house after 9 months, then you don't get your prorated amount back. It's just fully earned premium. So that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is what if you go over the time that you have to build a house? Because a builder's risk policy typically lasts for a year, and some policies are not renewable. So you can be in a real predicament after a year if you've not completed the house, correct, Kathy?
Correct.
So what do we do in that situation?
We have to either get a company that will renew it or rewrite it.
That's already predetermined, though, when we write the policy, because some policies, we know you have a year to build the house, and that is it. So I've been in a situation before where somebody had anticipated finishing the house, and then the house is not done, and say it's not even, maybe it's not even dried in. They've got a partially built house there, and the builder's risk policy is going up for renewal, and there's nowhere to renew it because the company we had them with only gives them a year. So I've got to go out to a broker that's going to be able to, maybe insure the house through a Lloyd's of London, somewhere of that sort. And that gets very, you know, you talk about sometimes you don't get the kind of coverage you need. You don't get a very good premium. So let's talk more about the selection process of just, well, what's the first step in building a house, Kathy? What do you think the first thing would be?
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are building lands or trying to find a contractor. And they're trying to find a contractor, someone, a builder. And hopefully getting a builder that's actually licensed and insured would be good. And then, of course, the next step, of course, is trying to make sure you're protecting yourself from any type of exposures. So you need to call and get insurance. So you have insurance for, you know, your premises because you have people coming on there to work or do something.
What do you look for in a builder when you first start?
A lot of people, I feel they here in the area probably know who the builders are or who's actually building. And that are good ones. A lot of times the good builders that we have or contractors we have right now are really, really busy, and they don't always can get to things as some other people that might be newer or not more established.
Now, just to be fair, Kathy and I have never been through a construction project. We've been through plenty of remodeling projects.
Yes, we've done tons of remodeling.
But we've never actually had where we had a piece of property and we started from scratch.
Now, we were talking about doing that at one point, but we just didn't have the time or effort to wait that long.
We were very fortunate. We were able to find a house that had actually come off of foreclosure. One of my cousins bought it, and I bought it from him. Yeah. It was just a quick fix. We were able to move in the house. Everything was great. We did start doing a lot of remodeling on the house after we bought the house. But I think the questions you want to ask your builder when it comes from the insurance is, do you have any, first of all? And if you do have insurance, can you give me a certificate of insurance?
Absolutely.
Of liability and workers' compensation? So what liability insurance is going to cover is going to be, say you've got the project going on and, you know, it's almost like an attractive nuisance is what the legal term is. You know, the kids next door want to come play and the house is being built. Well, if they come in there and they get injured, then that would be an example of why you need liability insurance. The worst claim I ever heard of was a fatality, and it was actually a real estate lady. This happened somewhere, I believe, in North Carolina, because one of our companies, Builders Mutual, told me about this, where the real estate lady comes in the property. I assume she's showing the house. She was going up a flight of stairs, and you've seen those temporary, you know, I guess, staircase where you have a little bit of, you know, space between the two boards that are there. And she was wearing high heels, and her high heel went between that in that space, and she tripped and fell over the staircase, and it did kill her. So that would be another example of a liability situation if somebody's injured on your construction project. All you can do in that situation is secure the premises the best you can, you know, from, you know, having a builder that's there, maybe put up signs, things of that nature. So that would be why you need liability. The builder's risk policy is sort of a misnomer, because what you feel when you hear that term is, oh, I've got builder's risk. I'm covered for things that happen. That's not the case, is it, Kathy? Especially
right.
If somebody gets hurt. You need to have, if somebody's working on your premises, you need to have workers' compensation insurance.
Yes.
And so you want to make sure the builder has got that. I mean, they will have a workers' comp policy that would help, well, it would protect the builder and the homeowner, in this case here, from having a, you know, if somebody did get hurt, then that is going to be taken care of by the insurance carrier. I think that, you know, with the builder's risk policy, what you got to think is that it's only covering the actual materials and the structure. It's not covering liability typically. However, some companies will give you some liability on a builder's risk policy. Who do we have, Kathy? We have one company that gets $100,000 maybe?
Well, there are certain ways that they do the policies. Some you can write some of them with certain carriers, like an actual, it's basically a homeowner's policy under construction.
That's pretty slick, because
yeah, and they give you like they don't give you a lot of liability, but they give you like $100,000 and a little bit of med pay. And then after you actually have completed it, then they can immediately then take the endorse, you know, change it that's not under construction, and it goes into a normal homeowner's policy. And then it will let you up the limits of liability higher than $100,000 and the med pay. At least you have something. Then we have, of course, other carriers that are specializing with builder's risk, where they just handle that and the supplies or the inventory for the actual house. And usually they list the actual builder, because they're in the, you know, they have the products or the lumber and all that in their care, custody, and control, so that they have to lock them, and they have different ways to do the actual policy.
So we're going to come back after the break, and we will be talking some more about builder's risk. I've got a couple stories to talk about, things that's happened in the past, and we will, continue our conversation after the break. My name is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, and we're broadcasting on WGRB. Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we are licensed insurance agents in North Carolina, Georgia, and all the other surrounding states. We want to let you know where we're located. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have one in Blairsville, across the street from Home Depot, and next to the post office there in the South State Bank Building. We're in a separate area, separate wing from the bank. We're not part of the bank, but in the bank building. Please come by and see Ashley Miller and Joanne Grizik, as well as Cindy Odom and Greg Buchanan, to help you with your insurance needs here in Blairsville. Then we have our second location for More Insurance Services, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C, in the Town Trace Building, which is a red brick building next to the hospital. You can come by and see Rose Roush there. She's right there next to the hospital. Come by and see your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And then lastly, our location, which is our main hub, our main office, is in Hayesville on 157 Highway 64 there in Hayesville, North Carolina. Excuse me, go in there and see Mandy Sosby, Diane Lampe, Amy Kitchens, Emily McKeon. We've got Vaughn Hobbs, and of course, Mark and myself are there majority of the time. Please come by and check us out there in Hayesville, next to 90 Community Bank there, and get your insurance needs there from us in Hayesville. Then lastly, we have another location, which is in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance, and it's LLC, Division of More Insurance. It's also on Highway 64, right past the Arby's there. Come by and see Velda Cook Dockery and Emily Temple to help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy. And then our very last location in Blue Ridge is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well. Come by and see us. We're right next to United Community Bank and the Burger King, between the two buildings there. You can come by and see us there and see Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter, and Cody Webb to help you with all your insurance needs. You also can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. Go request a quote. You can also check us out on Facebook.
Okay, so today we're talking about builder's risk. And what do you do? I mean, why do you need it? Do you want to carry the builder's risk policy? Do you want your builder to carry it? Sometimes the builders will provide the builder's risk policy. Which is a better option?
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I guess it could be fine if the builder carries it, but perhaps you want to have control of your policy. You want to make sure their things are properly covered.
Right.
Many builders have their own policy that we deal with all the time. It's called a, sometimes it's called a blanket builder's risk policy, where they have a certain limit of all their houses are being built, and they do a reporting for them. I've got one company that's doing just a maximum amount per structure, and this is the aggregate per all that you have. I can't remember the exact numbers, but that's a pretty slick policy. You don't have to do the report,
right,
if you're a builder. If I was a builder, I would require it that I carried the builder's risk policy. And the reason why is I had a builder years ago that built a structure in the, in this case, it was a commercial customer, but the structure, there was a windstorm and the thing collapsed. Mm-hmm. And they came back on the builder. I mean, our customer's builder's risk policy came back, and they came back and subrogated, or which is a fancy word for trying to sue our builder for not having it braced properly. Right. I don't think anything ever came of it, because to me it was a win loss. A builder was a really good builder. But if you're a builder and you're carrying the builder's risk policy, then that kind of takes away the situation to where the homeowner's policy can come back on the builder trying to allege that something was not done properly. So that's what I would do if I was a builder. Be as it may, though, it's good to have, if you're a homeowner, if you're purchasing a policy, you need to know what you're covered for, how long the policy would last, can you renew the policy, and then if I'm doing my project early, when I cancel this policy and I get a homeowner's policy, can I get my money back on a refund for a prorated return premium? And that's something you need to know. Some companies do not do that.
Right. Sometimes you don't get a return one.
Another note is, once the project is complete and you got that CO, you've got to get
a new policy.
A homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. Because technically, if you go by the, once that project is over, that would negate coverage for having coverage on a builder's risk policy. It's got to be a homeowner's policy or dwelling fire policy. So that's something of that sort. You know, if you're a homeowner or if it's commercial, it's got to be a commercial property policy. I had a cousin came up from Atlanta, and he was paying cash for a house. And he calls me, and he's like, I need to get builder's risk. Well, how much? The first question we normally ask is, okay, when does it start? Well, we've been doing this for a couple months now. I was like, uh-oh. And so I had one of my employees go out there, take pictures, and what you see is the house is up. I mean, this is the walls, roof, everything's there.
Right.
I was like, oh, no. Because insurance companies, the time to start the policy is when you probably first start laying the concrete.
Before you even start breaking the ground, really. Because
I think if you want to skate along, well, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't cover for equipment on
the
premises.
No, I said if there's equipment out there, you don't want to have it, someone get hurt or injured.
Well,
on your
premises. That's true, I guess, for a liability standpoint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess somebody's on your premises, you know, workers' comp for liability.
Well, if they don't have it.
But as far as the actual structure, you know, I think as soon as you break ground or start putting any type of, you know, as soon as the lumber is delivered, as soon as the material is delivered, it needs to be there because, well, somebody comes and steals it. Well, this project's already been going way. I mean, he's into this for months. And so I made a picture of one of my employees went and inspected it. I had a picture that I sent to the underwriter, and I was like, okay, we're going to try to talk to the company, and we'll see if they will give you a builder's risk policy. Well, we were very fortunate that, and it's kind of like hold your breath and wait, because we sent the pictures to the company and said, look, it's my cousin. He forgot to go to builder's risk policy. Can you get this approved? He already had his primary house with the same insurance company I was working on, and we didn't know if they would do it or not. Well, what happened was I got an email back that they agreed to do it. And so I was very fortunate to get that done for him. Now, I think maybe I had a little bit of pull with the company just because he was already a customer, and they kind of made an accommodation for him. But he finished the project, and we put him on a homeowner's policy. In this case here, it was turned out to be a secondary house because he's not here full-time. But that's an example how you can get really in a situation if you don't get your policy, you know, when you first start the project. Workers' comp. You want to make sure the builder's got, like I said, if you're doing something on your own, if you're thinking that, you're hiring somebody to come to your premises, it's good to ask before they start work, do they have workers' comp, and then can you give a certificate. It cuts out all the problems if somebody does get hurt at your premises. That way there's a workers' comp policy. We've had numerous people get hurt on the job site, Kathy, have we not?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it seems like the one we had the most of is the HVAC contractor, Heating and air contractors. Anybody that's on a ladder. And we've had multiple ones where somebody's fallen off a ladder, and it's just it's pretty prevalent. They even have companies have, you know, preventative classes, loss control classes on fall prevention, because it does happen a lot where people fall off a ladder and are injured. I've had people airlifted in that situation as well. So you don't want that to happen at your house, right? Or if it's somebody right. trimming the tree. So anybody doing any type of work there. Remodeling. Let's say that you're going to be a remodel of your house. Well, you need to let your agent know about that. If you're moving out of the house and the whole thing's being gutted and remodeled, that's going to be a different policy than you have for homeowner's policy. You'd have what's called a remodeler's policy, and it covers the existing structures already there, plus it's already covering the new material that's going into the house. So that's your big thing, is just let your agent know what you're doing, when you're doing it. Their agent will give you advice and walk you through the process about how to go about doing this. And hopefully the end result is you have a new completed house, and you know, that's where you want to be. And getting from point A to point B is a process, and you've got to do paperwork. And a lot of time you're doing, loans, or getting your loans squared away, your insurance squared away. It's a busy time. You got to pick out stuff. I mean, how about when you're picking out material? Or picking out appliances, and there's so many decisions to make, sometimes your builder's risk policy may get overlooked. But just be aware that there's a time limit on that, and also be aware if you made a change to your builder's risk policy, midterm it's going to increase the value to let your agent know, because they'll need to increase the coverage on the builder's risk policy. Okay, so today's been Builder's Risk Show, and this is Mark and Kathy Moore, and we are on our show Peace of Mind, broadcasting from WGRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.